Carbon-14 dating is a way of determining the age of certain archaeological artifacts of a biological origin up to about 50,000 years old. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask the question, why is it then that we find carbon-14 inside of dinosaur bones that are supposedly 65 million years old? I'd like an answer to that. People say dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago. Really? There's C14 inside the bones. According to this article, which is a scientific paper, it says that carbon-14 only lasts 50,000 years in any organism that it dies in. Yes? And soft tissue. We find soft tissue in all of these dinosaur bones. Blood cells with hemoglobin in the blood. But oh, it lasted millions of years. Anybody that believes that is gullible. You're a gullible person if you believe that. Okay, does anybody in here remotely think that that's even possible for a soft tissue to last 65 million years? And here's how they answer that. Well, you see, it was contaminated. What happens if you contaminate blood? It deteriorates worse. It was contaminated. Do you know what a stupid argument that is? Oh, but it was fossil. The blood was fossilized. Wait a minute. You say a fossil takes 10,000 years to form. Is blood going to sit there in the ground for 10,000 years waiting to be fossilized? No. They say, well, it's the method of the fossilization of the bone. The iron in the blood then. Okay, great. Do you see organisms getting encapsulated by iron when they die in nature? They say, well, if we put iron or blood in iron, it preserves the cells. That must have been how it lasted. This was found nowhere near iron deposits. This was not found near iron. And yes, even if you put dinosaur soft tissue in an airtight jar and then put that airtight jar in another airtight jar in another airtight jar, it's going to deteriorate. I don't care if it's airtight. It's going to deteriorate. Anybody that says that dinosaur soft tissue can last 65 million years, they are out of their mind. They are gullible people, period. And if you vouch for that, you are a gullible person. If you really believe that, they say, well, that's not enough evidence. I need cross-examined evidence. You need to be able to cross-examine. What about the dinosaur tracks that are 65 million years old in the old time strata? Oh, really? Is it just a coincidence that we find man tracks with dinosaur tracks in these layers that you say are 65 million years old? I was in a debate with Dr. Kenny Rhodes from Reasons to Believe, and I brought this up to him, right? And he looked at me, he goes, well, even though it looks like a man footprint, and anatomically it may be the same, how do you know there wasn't a creature that looked just like a man? Talk about believing things without evidence. Believing, it is unbelievable what unbelievers will believe to remain unbelievers. Unbelievable. And don't get angry at me over that. Don't get angry at me for telling you the facts, for telling you the truth that you should have heard when you went to school and learned that the universe popped into existence by nothing with no God. Folks, the public school system is completely absurd what they're teaching. Monkeys surfing, dinosaurs farting to death, squids and octopi coming from outer space. Look, their rescue devices are weak, and you always need to point that out. If you're in a debate with them, point it out. It's a very weak argument. Be respectful, but just point out it's a weak argument. And in some cases, we find man footprints on top of the dinosaur footprint. I'm sorry, that means they existed at the same time. You cannot deny that. That's another cross piece of evidence there. It's cross-examined. They say, well, you know, grass didn't evolve till 55 million years ago. Dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago, so dinosaurs never saw grass. So your Bible's wrong when the Bible says that the behemoth eateth grass as an ox. No, the Bible is right. And we actually examined coprolites, you know, dinosaur dung, and somehow it lasted 65 million years, guys. We found dinosaur dung. It lasted 65 million years, and guess what we found in it? Grass. The dinosaurs actually ate grass. It says, microscopic examination of the fossilized dinosaur dung from India now shows that the massive plant-eating dinosaurs munched heaping helpings of at least five different types of grass. They're concluding all this off the fossil record, right? So they're saying, well, grass didn't exist when dinosaurs existed in the fossil record. Precambrian rock layers are supposedly the oldest layers that there are. It's where the jellyfish that we all descended from originated. The sponge, our ancestor, the great-great-great-grandfather SpongeBob. That's really what they believe. We're arguing against people that believe in literal Toon Network. That is your ancestor. Nickelodeon, SpongeBob. That's literally what we're arguing against. People say, how do you always win the debates? I'm arguing against people that, for lack of a better word, idiots. I don't mean to say that to be rude, but sometimes you have to argue with literal idiots. Precambrian is before dinosaurs existed. Well, we find bird tracks before dinosaurs even existed in the Precambrian rock layers. Wait a minute, didn't dinosaurs turn into birds? Why is it that there are bird tracks on the very bottom layers? Here is what they say. This is what Charles Lyell said about these bird tracks. Remember, this is millions of years before birds existed, supposedly. Charles Lyell said that these tracks were produced. They weren't real bird tracks. It's Native American Indians that got bored and decided to draw some tracks in the Precambrian rock layers. That's literally what they're saying. They're literally saying that Native Americans drew these tracks. If you believe that, you are gullible, period. You're gullible. Stop saying Christians are gullible for believing the Bible, a book written by goat herders. What's wrong with a bunch of goat herders? Last I checked, that was actually a pretty good occupation back then, before electricity. So stop spewing your own confusion with yourself onto all of Christianity. We don't want it. It's the fallacy of false equivalence. Are chickens related to the T-Rex? This is in a kid's book. Question, are chickens related to the T-Rex? Answer, yes. Science has revealed compelling evidence that the T-Rex actually evolved into a chicken. Folks, you know what we continuously find in the fossil record? Dinosaurs with birds in their stomachs. But dinosaurs, wait a minute, they didn't exist with birds. They turned into birds. No, you find dinosaurs with birds in their stomachs. They didn't descend into birds, devolve into chickens. They ate them. And we have proof for that. You bring this up to them, and they don't have a clue of what you're talking about. That's not true. There's no fossil evidence and you show them the actual photo, and they don't believe it. They say, well, how can I believe in a God that I can't see? Why don't you start believing what you can see first? It's called delusional if you're not going to believe what you can see. And if you believe things without evidence, you're holding to a position that's indefensible. This is proof that the devil himself exists. The fact that you could believe in evolution and be so deceived and so tricked is proof that Satan deceives. That you have been deceived by the God of this world, which has blinded the minds of them which believe not, the Bible says. They say, you're so superstitious, you believe in the devil? You better believe I do, because he deceived you into believing pond scum to people evolution, bacteria to biologist, goo to you, the zoo to you, fish to fishermen. That's what they think. So don't come at me with, oh, it's superstitious to believe in that old book. You know, I'm glad that it is an old book and that it's been around for a long time. You're admitting by saying it's an old book that it is historic, that it is reliable. When they say it's an old book written a long time ago, I'm glad God didn't leave us without his word for thousands of years. Glad we have the word of God and that we've had it for a long time. You're admitting that it's been around for a long time. When I bring forth my Bible model, they say it's your Bible model, ha ha. Yeah, I bring forth my Bible model and they try to argue against it. They say, oh, it's crazy, you think it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. You Google, rained for millions of years. They think it rained for 2 million years. So remember, they think rain created itself from nothing with no God and rained down into the oceans for 2 million years. What did the first single-celled organism eat? That's what I'd like to know. There was no organic material. It just came alive. What's it gonna eat? Hard rock? You know, we find a T-Rex, right? Under 50 feet of sediment that had suffocated to death when it was buried. There's no other way to explain something like that other than Noah's flood. They say a local flood could have done it. No, false. It would have just ran away. A T-Rex dinosaur simply would have ran away. It had to have been globally catastrophic. That's why we find 10,000 adult mosasaur buried in the center of the United States that had left their young behind. They say, why are you bringing up the same tired old arguments that creationists always have used since the 1980s? Well, because they're right. The truth stays the truth. They say, well, what if you're wrong? I know I'm not wrong, because 2 + 2 = 4. It will always be 4. The facts will always be the facts. Again, these are the fundamentals of young earth creationism. When I was in college, I played college basketball, and my coach always told me that if you master the fundamentals, you'll be a great player. And if you're a creationist and you want to get in the middle of this fight, just master the fundamentals and you will win every time.